Well, hey, gang. Didn't see you there. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's so important. Look around. Look around. We will be talking about this. We're surrounded by lies. Our whole universe is, I mean, I don't know about Pluto, but the whole universe that surrounds us, that we can reach out and touch and see and feel, it's all becoming a giant lie everywhere. We're surrounded by lies. We've got to wear a mask, really? We're going to literally kill someone if we don't wear a mask? The lockdowns, the systemic racism, the election, everything is a giant fraud. We're surrounded by lies, but not RBN. And the media, think of the media. Can you turn on any media? And at best, if they're not outright lying, nobody's getting to the real truth. Nobody is. Turn on the AM radio, FM radio, TV. No, you're not getting it. But you do get it here. At least we try. You got a lot of good shows. I like the shows here. I like my show. I do. I listen to it sometimes. I like Jeremy's show. I'm glad he's got a new show. I always listen to Farron's show every weekend. John Stapmiller. Mike Rivera. You got a lot of good shows. Richard Curry, who comes on right before me. Good stuff. And so much more. So, go to National Bugle. No, I'm getting ahead of myself. You go to republicbroadcasting.org. You click on the donate button. You got to keep this project alive. There's other good stuff out there. But talk about the great lineup we have on RBN. And what would we do without it? So, I don't know what I'd do without it. So do that. Support RBN. Go to nationalbugle.com. Download the Kosher-tified app. Kosher, it's a racket. It is a racket. That's the thing. So, you've got... You know who's behind the kosher racket. You know what kosher is all about, right? You ought to know. And you do know. And this is the thing. They will press for advantage everywhere. All the time. That's the thing. It's like, you know, most of us would probably say, okay, well, I got 90% of what I want. I'm just going to go home happy. But no, not some people. Some people are never satisfied and will press it everywhere. And a little bit here and a little bit there. And of course, does it add up? It does add up. It really does add up. And maybe there's... Maybe in the end, I don't want to say maybe they're right to press it everywhere all the time, to press this, press that, nickel and dime, everything. I'm not saying maybe they're right to do that, but at the end of the day, maybe they'll come out on top because of it. But at any rate, there is a way of fighting back without being like that. And that is by educating ourselves about the kosher question, and we can avoid it, and we don't have to be what we abhor. Is that a word? You know, who was it that said? Was it Muhammad Ali who said, "You will become what you think of, what you're thinking of." Is that what he said? Something like that. You will become what you're thinking of. Meaning, if you think of something, that's what you're going to become. You will become what you're thinking of. To which Andrew Anglin responded, "That's why I'm always thinking about Hitler and Goku." Goku, I guess is what they call Goku. It was funny. It's funny on two levels. One, so that's why he's always thinking about Hitler. Come on. It's funny, all right? And then, two, and Goku? Do you know Goku? Because no, because you're boomers, like me. But I do know Goku. And Goku is a cartoon character who's like some sort of martial artist. It's Dragon Ball Z. I actually never really watched Dragon Ball Z because I'm a boomer. But the guy who did Dragon Ball Z did another comic before that. His name is Toriyama Akira. And he did something called Dr. Slump. Dr. Slump was around when I was young enough to appreciate it. And it's funny. So I don't know a whole lot about Goku, but I do know Dr. Slump. And that's why I'm always thinking about Dr. Slump. So, anyway, that's a lot of shilling. That is a lot of shilling for early in the show. But we have some good stuff coming up. And we're in the middle of the election. And on the one hand, I say we are in the middle of the election. Here it is, supposedly, what are we, 9 days past it? But my, how time flies when you're having fun. On the one hand, to talk about it every day, all the time, can be tiresome. And so I think, well, I guess Jeremy and I kind of took a break from it on Tuesday, talked about China and things like that. And, you know, sometimes you need to take a break and talk about other things. But on the other hand, somebody's got to stay on point. And Tucker did some good stuff on Wednesday, but honestly, his Tuesday show I thought was kind of a dud, and his show Thursday, which is tonight because I'm recording Thursday night, his show from a few hours ago. Like on Tuesday, he was talking about Black Lives Matter. He was going back to that Black Lives Matter stuff, or defund the police, I guess. And then today, what was he even talking about? I don't know. It was just, and it almost seemed a little bit defeatist, talking about the way a Biden administration would be. He was still using the conditional, the would be, or where he was referred to President-elect Joe Biden. But the Hannity, whom I really, once upon a time, I loathed Hannity. I mean, nowadays, you know, he's kind of good at what he does. I don't like what he does, but he's kind of good at it. But right now, he's, you know, what he does, he's a partisan hack, but at least he's a loyal to Trump partisan hack. And so he is pushing the voter fraud. He's pushing that in good form. And he does well. There's some things he does that I really don't like. And so, you know, the young kids, on the cool kids in the alt-right pushed a meme, DR3. What's DR3? Democrats are the real racists. Democrats are the real racists. And Hannity, so when Hannity, he talks about, oh yeah, the press gave Biden a free pass. They wouldn't ask him the tough questions like why he called young black men super predators. Why did he do that? Why did he want to lock them all up? They don't ask him that. And, you know, honestly, that's not even DR3. I call it R3D, which is Republicans are the real Democrats. So he, you know, completely adopts, internalizes, socializes, whatever, the, you know, the democratic or the liberal virtue of anti-racism, and you know, tries to say, oh no, we Republicans are the ones who are embracing multiculturalism. You know, these Democrats, they just live in their gated all-white communities, but we are the true multicultural. Anyway, I'm not going to dwell on that. But Hannity, at least for the most part, was pretty on topic, talking about, you know, the ballots. I think he was also talking about the voting machines. And so he was doing pretty well. Well, okay, so where are we? Okay, we're at a point where it's obvious that the Democrats were cheating the election. And one might say, and this is Ari Fleischer. Ari Fleischer was on with Sean Hannity tonight. And Ari Fleischer was saying, yeah, the Democrats cheated, but it doesn't seem like they cheated enough to make the difference. Doesn't, you know, and I don't like that. The fact of the matter is that they cheated. They cheated bigly. I'm pretty confident it was enough to make the difference. I'm very confident it was. But that's not the main point. The main point is that they cheated. They got caught. And yet they're doubling down. They're refusing to admit. So, I mean, if... I don't know. I mean, sports metaphors. Are the sports metaphors really going to work here? What if you have a team that cheats and they get caught? Do they still get the... And they refuse to admit anything. Do they still get the championship? Really? I don't know. If they're cheating at elections and they get caught and they refuse to admit anything, they're not in good faith. And how are they going to rule then? And I mean, they're completely cheating. So they have no respect for the Constitution. They're talking, you know, leading Democrats, not just even crazy people like AOC, but somebody like former Labor Secretary Robert Reich, who is a big star. What is he, a professor at Berkeley now, but he's a big star on the left, talking about truth and reconciliation commissions. This is the end of the republic. And it is. And somebody tonight, on whose show was it? Was it on, I don't know whose show it was on, but they were, I heard somebody talk about, you know, when you join the military, you take an oath. You know, these oath keepers, what do they take an oath? Well, to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, domestic and foreign, or foreign and domestic. So to protect the Constitution needs protection because the Constitution is in great peril right now. And the Democrats completely have tried to, and when I say the Democrats, it's really, it is, the Democrats are primarily a vehicle of a Jewish-dominated ruling elite. It's not as if it's all Jews. It's not as if all Jews are supporting this Jew d'etat, and it's not as if there are not non-Jews who are participating in the Jew d'etat, but it is a Jewish-dominated overthrow of our constitutional order and an end to the republic. It will absolutely be an end to the republic. You know, the republic was founded on it was a union of states. It was founded by states. It wasn't founded by people. The Declaration of Independence was signed by people, but even those people were representing states. But the Constitution was very much, you already had these state governments, and it was formed by states coming together. And that will all end, and something very new will be born out of it. And it's not just the form of government, but of course the people. The people are being replaced. The white people, the founding stock, and this was a white country with a significant black minority, but usually in the order of, say, 10 to 12% of the population. It was overwhelmingly white, with a black minority that was around since the beginning. But were being replaced. And even the blacks, I mean, you think they're bringing in new blacks, but the old blacks, what's going on with the old blacks? Has there been, when I say old blacks, the blacks who are here, the blacks who are the descendants of American slaves? You think of the black people that the Jewish ruling elite parades out. Who are they? Barack Obama? Is he a descendant of American slaves? No, he's not. Who's this Kamala Harris? Is she a descendant of American slaves? No, she's not. How about Colin Powell? Is he? No, he's not. He's Jamaican. He's a child of immigrants. So they're not doing all that well either. And you know, in some ways, they're getting a lot of privileges in a lot of ways. They're getting the privilege of being able to riot. Black looting has been legalized. There's no consequences for that. But really, so they're allowed to behave abhorrently. Is that such a great privilege to have? It's better to have expectations of good behavior, and you know, because within that good behavior, then you're able to have functional families and things that are really much more important than weave and tennis shoes, which I guess is what they get from rioting. What are they taking? Are they taking weave and tennis shoes? I don't know what they're taking. Maybe some big screen TVs too. Nothing of real value when you get down to it. And what are they losing? But this isn't a show about black people. This is really a show about white people, because somebody has to. We have to stand up for ourselves. And we do, and it's not hateful towards blacks or anyone else for us to stand up for ourselves and say, look what's happening to us. You know, we created. I'm not going to be like Sean Hannity, the greatest country that God ever bestowed on the earth or something like that. I'm not going to say that, but we created a country that became the most powerful country. It became the richest country. It became a country that attracted so many people to the shores, which wasn't always necessarily a good thing either, and certainly isn't today, but a powerful, dynamic, wealthy country that white people created, and now it's being completely taken away from us. And its riches and its power used to destroy us. And what's happening? We're getting fat, very fat, getting unhealthy. We're no longer reproducing. The biological reproductive capacity of our women is being, I don't know. I mean, I see it's, to a large extent, being given over to blacks. Why? I don't know. Is that well? Actually, I do know. We do know it's because there's this racism is the worst possible thing you can be, and the way that you prove you're not racist is by having a black boyfriend and a black baby, apparently. Anyway, I don't mean to keep harping back on that issue. We're going to come back, and we're going to be talking more about the election. But it is that important. We'll be right back.
So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody. So you met someone, and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody. So you gave him your heart, too, just as I gave.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
And we are back. I said we would be back, and here we are. All right, so let's get back to the election. So, Hannity's been standing up for the president, and he has on some guests, and he's had on Matt Gaetz, who's not anybody I particularly like, but he seems to be... You seem to be getting a fair number of Republicans who are defending the president, and some who don't seem to be. You know, some who seem to be prepared to work with Joe Biden and this and that, but I think, by and large, the base is pretty much behind Trump, saying that this is not over. Now, the media, you know, you have a few people on Fox News who are standing up for the president, but otherwise you have to look other places. And Revolver, which claims to be the new Drudge Report, and I never read the Drudge Report because I thought he kind of copied off of me, but he stole my ideas of making a good news amalgamation site, and he had, as a Jew, he had access to financing. So he could just work on it full time, whereas I had to have my server underneath the desk in my room, hooked up to a light, a lamp timer, which would turn the computer on, boot it up from a 5-inch floppy disk twice a day, and download and process stories. But anyway, I digress. So Revolver, and this is an exclusive to Revolver. The law is clear. If an election is stolen, state legislatures can restore the will of the people. And this is what I'm talking about. And I don't even think it's just if it's stolen, frankly. It was stolen. But if they cheated blatantly, won't admit it, and are obviously just going to govern with the same bad faith that they stole the election with or cheated the election with. If they're going to cheat in the election, they're going to cheat with everything else. No, I think it is incumbent on these state legislatures to restore the will of the people. But the thing is, it was stolen. President Trump would easily have won. So I'm going to read a few paragraphs and we'll see where it goes. President Trump and his team are under a relentless media blitz campaign which has only one goal, pressuring the president to concede the election and stop asking questions about suspicious behavior in decisive states. Thuggish CNN anchor Jake Tapper, who is Jewish, by the way, is openly proposing that those who question the election results should have their careers ruined. And they have a tweet, which I'm not going to read. The sheer insanity of this campaign is proof enough that Trump should not concede. A campaign this brazen can only be motivated by one thing, fear. Democrats and their press adjuncts fear what a full investigation of last week's vote may reveal. Okay, and that's a good point, that a full investigation is going to reveal they cheated. Because even a cursory investigation reveals that they cheated, so a full one is going to be that much more. The only problem I have with this statement is the press aren't the adjuncts of the Democrats. It is the Democrats who are the adjuncts of the press. The Democratic Party is not powerful. The press is way more powerful, and the Democratic Party is just kind of a vehicle for a Jewish power structure, which is much more weighted in the... I mean, the press makes up a much more important part of the Jewish power structure than the Democratic Party in terms of directing things, right? I mean, obviously, Democrats in Congress need to vote on things and whatnot, but in terms of setting agendas, the Democratic politicians aren't setting agendas. It's outside forces. Okay, let us continue. President Trump must continue his campaign, but the president must not act alone. State-level Republicans must rally behind him and conduct a full audit of the election results. If enough evidence of fraud is found, these state-level Republicans must be prepared to assemble state legislators in emergency sessions to choose slates of pro-Trump electors. Where did you hear that before? Oh, yeah, I've been talking about it for months now. Such an action is not illegal. In fact, in the fact of glaring illegality, it is both constitutional and a moral duty. And this is right. And I'm saying enough evidence. So really, how much evidence do they need? As a practical matter, they need enough evidence to get at least the Republican base thoroughly outraged, because then they'll be forced to act. They'll be forced to act. The Republican legislators need the votes of the Republican base in order to stay in office. As a moral matter, I don't even think they need enough evidence to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Biden or Trump would have won these states or lost these states. Although I think in all these close states, Trump would have won. But even if they don't have enough evidence to prove that beyond a shadow of a doubt, the fact is the Democrats cheated. This was systemic. This was directed. This was like multifaceted. There was this massive cheating effort going on. And they're not, what do you call it? They're not trying to repent. What's the word for it? They're not apologizing. So they're acting in bad faith, and a stop has to be put to it. Okay, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hear from you. the listeners so that you can get involved in the activism, please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Songs of cheer again. Happy days are here again. All together shout it out.
We are back. All right, so let's continue with this article from Revolver News. This is the one, the law is clear, if an election is stolen, state legislatures can restore the will of the people. This is from November 12th, just a few hours ago. All right, here's a paragraph that's all in bold, okay? So it's important. That's what bold means. State legislators in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, and other disputed states should declare openly right now that they will only accept a Joe Biden victory after a thorough and complete investigation of all potential voter fraud in every state where the electoral outcome is contested. If these investigations are obstructed by the left, then they can and must exercise their constitutional power to choose electors that will restore the will of the people. And I guess, you know, the author is saying this is what the states should openly declare now. And I guess that's fine for them to declare. But honestly, the Democrats have already showed so much bad faith and bad intentions that, yeah, have an investigation. You need the investigation really only just to get people on your side so that you've got the cover. I guess you've got the excuse to act, but really it's already clear that the Democrats cheated. It was massively, they cheated. They have bad faith, they have bad intentions, and really the only, forget about, I mean, the courts, yeah, the have these court cases to bring out the evidence. But, you know, if they do a recount in Georgia and they're just counting illegally cast ballots by hand instead of by machine, what good does that do? All right? So, really, I guess it's fine for them to say, oh, we want to go through this process, but I'm saying that the time for going through the process, I mean, yeah, we can do it formally, but we should have, right now, we need the resolve that either way, we're just going to appoint a clean slate of electors, right, if need be. There's no way that we can accept the Democratic electors being certified by these states. So we have the power. If we have the resolve, that's all it is. We have the power. Do we have the resolve? And I'm saying we should have the resolve. All right, I'm going to read a little bit more because, I think it's a pretty good article so far. I'm just reading it now for the first time, but this is not only a moral necessity to restore dignity and legitimacy to our nation's electoral system, it is entirely constitutional, of course. Having state lawmakers choose electors is not a new concept. Federal law already gives legislatures the exact power to do this. It's not federal law, it's the Constitution that does. As most Americans know, the U.S. president is not elected directly by the public, but is instead chosen by the Electoral College. Few people, though, know the exact manner in which the Electoral College chooses the president. Excuse me. The actual Electoral College election is governed by the Electoral Count Act, an 1887. The election, well, okay, I guess, I mean, it's partly governed by that, but it's spelled out in the Constitution. It's okay, so here's the thing. The Constitution, and this is the bottom line, the Constitution gives the state legislators the ability to determine how they choose electors to the Electoral College. So that's the bottom line. So it's not that the Electoral College election... okay. When you say the Electoral College election, I guess that means the votes cast by the Electoral College. It does not mean the method of selecting the electors who are then going to cast votes. All right, this Electoral Count Act, which is a law, this governs how the Electoral College votes are going to be counted, and that's different from saying how are the electors going to be selected. And that's what I'm talking about here. The electors in these states need to be selected by the state legislatures. Okay, but anyway, let's get to the Electoral Count Act, because that's what's going to come into play in January when they count the votes cast by the Electoral College, and they cast their votes on December 14th. That's when they're going to cast it. Okay, so it's a 1887 law amended in 1948. Among other things, this law sets the exact day that the Electoral College meets, the Monday after the second Wednesday of December. On that day, which will be December 14th, the chosen electors will assemble in each state and formally cast their votes. This day is a hard deadline fixed by federal law. States must have their electors chosen by then. In fact, the Electoral Count Act explicitly accounts for what to do if a disputed election or other problems means electors cannot be chosen by the voters. Okay, so this is a quote from the law. Whenever any state has held an election for the purpose of choosing electors and has failed to make a choice on the day prescribed by law, the electors may be appointed on a subsequent day in such a manner as the legislature of such state may direct. Okay, that's the end of the quote. In other words, federal law explicitly empowers state legislators to decide how a state's electoral votes shall be awarded, even after election day. if that election failed to make a choice. And of course, it's, you know, that clarifies it, but it's, this is all based in the Constitution. All right. Certainly, such a failure would include a fraud-ridden election whose outcome cannot be trusted, of course. It's a precedent the Supreme Court has endorsed relatively recently in 2000's Bush v. Gore ruling. A court majority affirmed that, and here's a quote. This is from Bush v. Gore. The state legislature's power to select the manner for appointing electors is plenary. It may, if it so chooses, select the electors itself. The state, of course, after granting the franchise in the special context of Article 2, can take back the power to appoint electors. See id at 35, whatever that's referring to. There is no doubt of the right of the legislature to resume the power at any time, for it can neither be taken away nor abdicated. All right, so it's absolutely clear that this is what the... that the legislatures have the power to do this. And I would say that already there's been so much blatant cheating, and it's, you know, abetted by, it's in fact to a large extent orchestrated by the media, and the media is just doubling down on everything, censoring anybody who would say otherwise. I mean, look at tweets, even the president's own tweets. Anybody who... Well, here, let's go to this. I'm just going to jump over to my other screen here, and let's read from the Daily Stormer, because the Daily Stormer's got some tweets up here, and everything that has anything to do with the election on, and whether it's President Trump or whatever, there is okay, so here's a tweet from President Trump. A guy named Al Schmidt, a Philadelphia commissioner and so-called Republican, Rhino, is being used big time by the fake news media to explain how honest things were with respect to the election in Philadelphia. He refuses to look at the mountain of corruption and dishonesty. We win. All right, so that's his tweet. And then there is, in big red letters from Twitter, an exclamation point, this claim about election fraud is disputed. Okay, and then Andrew Anglin comments, yes, Twitter is now putting warnings and censoring Trump tweets that say we will win. And of course, anything you put up on YouTube, if you put up anything on YouTube talking about what we're talking about, within microseconds, YouTube's algorithms identify it, and they put warnings up about the AP has named Joe Biden the winner of the election, and click here to learn about the safeguards in place, how mail-in voting is safe. So, I mean, they're just going full out on this, and so it is the duty of the state legislatures to act. And here's the thing. What's our role in this? Well, we're talking about these things, but there are these rallies that are going to be taking place every Saturday at every state capital and probably at a lot of county seats. So I think the website is Stop the Steal. At any rate, go to nationalbugle.com. And look, it's right up at the top or near the top of the election section. It's something like hashtag Stop the Steal. You'll find it. You click on that, and it's going to tell you the times and places of the rallies. But basically, it's Saturday at noon local time in front of your state capitol. And do it. And that's going to be Saturday tomorrow as you listen to this show. So if at all possible, plan on going. And if not at all possible, plan on going the following week, because I'm sure this is going to be a weekly Saturday thing for, you know, the next few weeks. And we need big, big numbers. So that's what I'm asking you to do. All right. So Princeton, I'm continuing with the first article now. Princeton political science professor Keith Whittington, who otherwise opposes state legislatures intervening in the 2020 election, admits in a recent piece that the Constitution arguably gives state legislatures the power to appoint presidential electors right up to the day the electors meet to cast their ballots. In the case of a stolen election, Republican lawmakers then should not feel ashamed or hide away from what the law plainly empowers them to do. This would not be an act of usurping the will of the people. It would instead be a noble and heroic act of restoring the will of the people that was viciously taken away from them in the dead of night. And that's actually very true. I mean, viciously. This is vicious. And did it happen in the dead of night? It did happen in the dead of night. They stopped the vote. And then in the middle of the night, 3 a.m., they started wheeling in all sorts of ballots and things like that. And of course, a lot of it wasn't even done with physical paper. A lot of it was just flipping votes electronically in these machines. Back to the article. With each passing day, it looks more and more clear. I would say it looks clearer and clearer that they must seriously consider exercising this power. Evidence is steadily piling up that Democratic leads in the 2020 election's decisive states are built on a bedrock of fraud. Let's get to some specifics here. In Nevada, and by the way, there are links here, but in Nevada, not only did out-of-state residents vote, but the dead rose from their graves to cast their ballots as well. I wonder, does that mean, like, Joe Biden is a messiah? I mean, is he raising people from the dead? I don't know. I'm not a religious person, but sure seems like it. In Fulton County, Georgia, that's where Atlanta is, officials told the public they were done counting for the night, and then secretly spent another 3 hours tallying votes unobserved. In Michigan, a newly filed lawsuit alleges spectacular levels of fraud in Wayne County. That's where Detroit is. One poll watcher says he forged votes fraudulently. This is a little weird. One poll watcher says he forged votes fraudulently added to the state's qualified voter list. He must have seen somebody do that. Another person, a Detroit poll watcher, signed an affidavit saying she repeatedly saw city workers coach voters to vote for Joe Biden and other down-ballot Democrats. These are not flimsy Twitter allegations. These are sworn statements under oath. If the people making these claims are lying, they can be criminally charged. When fraud is found in lesser races to throw the entire outcome into doubt, courts have ordered entirely new elections to be held. Didn't something like that happen in North Carolina recently? I think it did. Okay. But with an office as critical as president, such an option is not feasible. Not only would another presidential election cost too much and take too long, but the Constitution simply does not allow for it. Constitution explicitly requires a president to be chosen by the Electoral College prior to January 20th. All right. So it goes on in this fashion for another few paragraphs, but the bottom line is Republican-controlled state legislatures, and that is 6 out of the 7 disputed states, all of them but, I believe, Nevada. Republican-controlled state legislatures must act and must vote to choose Donald Trump's electors for their Electoral College delegation. They cannot be passive. They cannot simply sit around and let the Trump campaign do all the work or wait for some state court to tell everyone how things will be. So that's the thing. Now, what do we do? And I've been, I've been talking about this for a long time. And it's not that I think by talking about it, I made it happen. What I've been saying all along is that They have the power, and they will use the power if they feel enough pressure. And they will feel enough pressure if there is enough fraud. And there is enough fraud, and now they're starting to feel the pressure. But we can, at least incrementally or marginally, we can influence this by participating in these Stop the Steal rallies. And this is what we have to do. So everybody, you got to go out if you possibly can to these rallies. And I'll be right back.
Way down on the levee in old Alabama, there's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy. On a moonlight night, you can find them.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Oppa Gangnam Style.
Hey, sexy lady.
Oppa.
Hey, we are back.
Oppa Gangnam
and
Style.
And we just have a few minutes left. So, I want to go over a couple of little things. So we've got from Big League Politics, headline, tens of thousands of ballots dropped off in UPS boxes at Detroit Absentee Ballot Processing Center at 3 a.m. after the election. Well, this isn't actually new, but I am posting it. I posted it currently with the incorrect headline. I posted it. If you see duplicate headlines from Revolver, then it's one of those two. But I'm going to try to fix that. But the other thing is from the American Thinker. And this is called Why Scott Albums of Dilbert Fame and I Say Trump Wins This Thing. B. Bigley. It's by Jay Valentine. Now, I don't know Jay Valentine. I do know The American Thinker. It's a conservative website. At any rate, this guy, Jay Valentine, whom I don't know, he says that he and Scott Adams are the only people who still say Trump's going to win. Well, obviously, he's not a National Bugle reader or listener. But at any rate, he goes through scenarios in which Trump wins, okay? So one of the scenarios is, I mean, both of them hinge on Pennsylvania just being reversed because there's so much evidence of fraud and the evidence covers so many ballots. So he's kind of predicating everything on Pennsylvania being reversed, which is fine. Even if it doesn't get reversed ahead of time, it's, you know, you also have the possibility of the legislature. But let's just say it gets reversed as a result of lawsuits excluding the counting of some of these late-coming ballots, and that turns it around. Okay. And that gets Biden down to 270. So you only need to strip one electoral vote from him, one single electoral vote. So any of these five or six remaining states, then you've got possibilities there. So if any one of those five or six remaining states was to move from the Biden category to the Trump category, and it could go the exact same way with the Supreme Court saying you can't count certain types of ballots or whatnot. If any one of those goes Trump's way, then Trump wins. And then the other way is he's saying, of course, the state legislatures could just act. And I say, you know, state legislatures just come back into session. I mean, there is a timing issue. So the point of these court cases is largely just to get the evidence out there. Right now, the press is simply trying to, they keep saying baseless. So let's just call them the baseless media. So the baseless media is baselessly trying to proclaim Joe Biden as president-elect. And, of course, that's a baseless claim because the electoral votes haven't been certified. The electors haven't been certified. And even if they are even if the elections that selected the electors are certified, the state legislatures still have time to remedy the situation and appoint clean electors. So Biden is not the president-elect. That's a baseless claim. The fraud is not a baseless claim because we literally have all sorts of evidence. Maybe you can say it doesn't meet the standard of proof, but there is a basis for making this claim. So it's not a baseless claim. It is a baseless claim to say Joe Biden is the president-elect because no states have certified their elections, no electors have been selected, and no electoral votes have been cast. So, anyway, that's it. Don't be rambling. Go to nationalbugle.com, and I'll be back again next week for more exciting episodes of National Bugle Radio.
As you can plainly see at night.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.